Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Do you know that song?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it reminds me of them because, like, last week he's all like daydream believer, like believing this job's real. And she's just like, you know, she was probably the homecoming queen.
Okay. I'm with you.
I don't know. It won on one of the polls. I don't know if it's Twitter or Facebook. And then the other one was like Boulevard of Broken Dreams. So I don't know.
You're really good at picking these, though, because, again, like, I seriously, like, I drive home from after we record and I'm like, okay, I've got this. Like, I'm going to think of something. And it's hard to come up with a theme.
So, like, when we started, it was so easy. And then each week, it's been difficult.
Yes.
So, I don't even have any thought about this week. But hello. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borges.
I am Sarah C.
And you guys, we are back again with another episode. We're already on episode 16.
Okay, and we still don't know if 24 is 24 or 21 plus 3. Well, I think it's only two reunion shows, right?
It goes to 22, I believe.
Okay, and then two reunion shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I don't know where I heard that, but I'm pretty sure. And I've heard them multiple times say over 20, so...
And I've heard 24, but that would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that should still be mid-May.
Yes.
So, what y'all been up to? We will email the winners of this week's prizes giveaway. Prizes. Is that the correct? Or did I just pull a Jax? The prizes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Prize giveaways. Prizes giveaway. That just sounds wrong.
I can't believe I didn't open it with this. Happy birthday. It's Sarah's birthday today.
I already forgot. I was so in tune with this episode that I forgot.
Yeah. So we're working on her birthday even.
Dedication. Yeah. I went to Pilates and they're like, wow, that's commitment. I'm like, no, I didn't go all weekend and I'm not going all next weekend because I will be in New Orleans.
Woo!
But back in time for Monday. So don't worry. But thank you everyone for everyone's amazing posts in the Facebook group. Some of you guys on Twitter.
Yeah. I was so jealous of everyone posting happy birthday to you.
It was way more than I got.
From
outside this community.
You guys were so nice. And, that was so much fun. I was like, this is so cool. Everyone wrote the nicest things. Like, I haven't even written nice things like that. Like, more than happy birthday, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, and you get screwed because your birthday is not during the season. It's September, everyone.
Just like I always got screwed, like, at school. I never got to have, like, wear the crown during the school year. I always, because my birthday is September 2nd. Oh. So school never started. Now it probably would. I feel like now it starts in, like, August.
Yeah, but now they start earlier.
Back in the day when I went to school.
Yeah, I always felt bad for, like, June people.
Yeah, like, at school always started, like, September 12th and, mm-hmm. Yeah. And my birthday was, like, sad because it's, like, school was starting. It was, like, the end of summer.
Well, for part of my birthday, this weekend, we went... Well, Friday, we met Heather, one of our people from the beginning that's been listening.
A day oneer.
Day oneer. And she was the one that shouted us out to watch What Crappens. So, always indebted to her. So, we went to The Quiet Woman, hoping to run into Kelly Dodd or Shannon Bedore. And they were not there. But we did sit in the exact same booth of, it's not my plate!
Yeah. And I have to say, this is like a shout out to Heather, but this was our first time getting to meet a listener and connect with someone that we have met through our podcast. And it was such a positive, amazing experience. And,
We probably could have talked for like days because...
Yes.
We didn't even get into the other shows that we watch.
No. And so it makes me like so excited to meet more people. Like I think it's once you get to like be around like your people, you know, it's like it's so easy and fun. But it was so The Quiet Woman was an experience. It was great, just like it always is.
Well, and sadly, the day after Shannon Bedore was there. So we missed her.
Yeah.
That's okay. And then... Well, okay. Saturday was very difficult for me because I decided I was going to go to Palm Springs and I was coming back Saturday night, but I was so tired from just the night before and the whole day and everything. But then I saw Heather was meeting up with another listener, Tori, and they were going to Jesse Montana's show, and also going to that show was like half the cast. So I kept debating, should I go? Should I not go? And I was like, my eyes were literally burning. And I was having major FOMO, and I still couldn't decide. It was like 9 o'clock, and I'm like, should I go? But, you know, it's not like it's around the corner, and then I'd have to get ready, and I don't know. So it was nice because we had boots on the street through these guys. And you guys, if you're not in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group because they posted lots of pictures and videos of Jesse Montana's show. They hung out with and talked to Tom and Ariana and Jeremy and Jesse Montana. Spots Megrim was there.
Billy Lee.
Billy Lee came later. And James and Raquel sat at their table. So it's looked really fun, and they got a lot of footage. They had a lot of conversations. Heather did say she was talking to Ariana and had said hi from us, that, you know, she had just had dinner with us, and she's like, oh, I love them. So that's cool.
That is cool.
And yeah, so that was that. So those are the people who were there. And then across town, Lala was at Randall's birthday party, where they had Warren G perform, and Randall's letting her use that hookup because she's going to have Warren G perform for her dad, she said.
I mean, I'm definitely jealous of that, and that's definitely someone who I would love to see perform. It looked fun, but I was really, when she posted the photo of everyone who was there, I have to say, even though I know that she's getting along with the Witches of WeHo, etc., it was still like a little like jarring to see them all together and so friendly.
Totally. Yeah, she's not even just getting along. She is an inducted member.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always with them. They got ready together the day before the reunion. They got ready together in the same room at the reunion. Like, she is the new Witch of WeHo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people were speculating, like, oh, Tom and Ariana were invited. And not true, they were, but they had committed to go to Jesse's showcase because they're really good friends. So that's honorable. And Sheena was also invited, but of course she's in Vegas doing her show. But I do not think James and Raquel were invited because they did not go.
Right.
Billy Lee went to that one afterwards. But yeah, the picture Lala posted, it's like... And you know what I'm thinking, too? It's so gross because they all, even just last season, begged on her relationship so bad. We're kind of begging on him. And now they're just like sucking right off the Randall tit.
Yeah. I have to say, though, I really think that this has always been Lala's goal.
Yeah.
And I think that
she's like James. She wants to be accepted by the cool kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly what Lala said of James tonight.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, as far as like playing the game, I don't know, like, is that smart to align herself with them, or was she smarter being on her own side with the other side? Like, it'll be interesting to see in the long run how this works out for everyone.
Maybe she smelled what was happening with Sheena and decided to jump ship so she didn't like go down with the Titanic.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But it seems just a little like soon for all those people to be at Randall's actual birthday party, and I don't know.
I mean, I think this has been going on, though, from even before the season started airing, right? Because there was the private jet moment, and so I think this has been brewing, but it was definitely like a little shocking as a viewer to see those photos.
You know, they're all probably secretly hoping like he'll hook him up with like acting gigs.
Yeah, you're right. Probably.
You know. So that's what happened this weekend. Were there any stories we want to Heather said everyone was really nice. There's videos and pictures in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined, just go to Facebook. It's closed, private Vanderpump Rules party. And it pops off in there, you guys. And it's private, so your other Facebook people can't see what you're writing. So it's a nice way to.
And everyone's really friendly in there. It's, I mean, there has been like some catty moments, but it's not like some of the other Vanderpump Rules groups are like a little cutthroat. And I feel like here you can say what you need to say. Everyone kind of like laughs along. And then it's not like there's no like line drawn in the sand where it's like we support one person and not the other. Everyone's pretty open and we just like the show or make fun of them, whatever we do. So I really like our group. It makes me happy.
Oh, I just got an important.
The next day we went to Sir for brunch.
Yeah. And so there was like a Groupon kind of thing and you got like, you got for two people, you each got an entree, you got a French toast to share, and you each got a mimosa for $55.
$55.
So it's a good deal. It was a good deal for me because we went again with Heather and her husband and then Holly, and I got to have everybody's mimosas.
Yeah.
So that worked out for me. Very good deal for that. And nobody was there. However, while we were there, over at Tom Tom were the Toms and Ken. So we barely missed them. We went there afterwards to get an update for you guys. And I don't know. Well, first we'll go back to Sir. We did not even Peter was there.
No. And this was my first time at brunch. Sarah has been before. And I was expecting something completely different. I was if you walk down as we did, after we finished, we walked down Robertson to go to Tom Tom. And like everyone is like in West Hollywood sitting on the patios brunching away. Like it was pretty crowded everywhere.
Yeah.
But Sir was a freaking like it was like Joshua Tree or something. Like no one was there.
Yeah. And I was there the same time the last time. But the last time they just seated everyone in the garden and everything else was dark and closed off. Like not closed off, but they weren't seating people there. So maybe because we were more spread out.
Yeah, I didn't walk into the other that other garden room, but area. I did walk to the bathroom, and our room was the only one that was open. Yeah, it just seemed super, super dead, but our service was great. I thought everything was really good, but that deal, I don't know if it's still available. I actually think it is until like May 8th. Seriously, it's on Guilt City. You guys should get that. It's such a deal because if you were to get, I got a hamburger, okay, a cheeseburger. That was like my entree. That was $24 plus like everything else. Like it's a really good stinking deal. And they were saying the mimosas, two mimosas is $24.
Yeah. Your burger was $24 regularly. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's so not a $24 burger.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It was actually really good.
For $24? No.
I don't know.
You can go to Burger Bar, more than Burger Bar, like Hubert Keller. Come on.
No.
Okay. And then we had the French toast. I had the avocado toast because, again, as we said last week, I was not going to veer off the menu. I tried that before. It was sufficient. I know Heather looked at me like, what? You're going to waste an entree on that? But
I couldn't believe you got the avocado toast either. Like,
well, it was good, but there's nothing else I wanted or could eat.
Huh.
And I can't justify, because I saw
okay,
there.
Okay, the burger was 20. Okay. 20.
But I can't justify. I saw their egg dish thing, and it was like, it looked no different than Denny's. In fact, less than Denny's, because it was just like a couple scrambled eggs, some home potatoes. And like, I didn't even see any toast or bacon on someone's plate. So I was like, I'm not going to pay $24 for the trucker special, you know? Sorry.
I mean, that's just like brunch though. I don't know. The French toast though was like, I could have eaten that whole plate. Mm. I really liked it. It was called Homestyle Crispy French Toast. And it had like this, what was that? Like sauce that we were putting on it, the white sauce.
It was like a cream sauce. I think to go with the berries that were on
it. It was really good. I thought it was good.
Yeah. So nothing really eventful there except for the presents I got. I posted on, again, the Facebook group. Holly got me a cross stitch. It's not about the pasta thing. And
yes,
a 8x10 art piece of Sheena with her It's All Happening
yes
arm. And Heather got us both these great James t-shirts.
Oh, I was going to wear mine tonight. I forgot.
So those were cool. I got some Peter Madrigal Harrow. It's such a strange name. I always want to call it Harbo, but that's like a gummy worm, right?
I want to call it like Hero.
It's like Harrow.
Harrow.
Like Growo. I don't know. Anyways, his hair care. So we did post that and he did retweet it.
That's cool. And he commented on Insta too, I think.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And some cool aquamarine stuff. And
yeah, there was like a James Kennedy candle, like it was like white Kanye
candle, LVP stickers. Oh, these cool pencils that have catchphrases on them, like "suck a dick," and "it's all happening," and
"ring on a string,"
"ring on a string," and which was just on today. They did a marathon of season 3. That was great. And then what was the this card of Ariana. And it said, "I take your birthday more seriously than sketch comedy." So that was funny. When I took a picture of it, though, like it totally darkened her hair. And like it made her mouth look all brown. Like I said, it looks like she just ate a plate of brownies or something.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Anyways, that was fun. But then we left and we went over to Tom Tom. And I'm really wishing we would have popped into Pomp because I'm guessing Lisa and Ken were probably having brunch there after their Tom Tom visit.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, like, I'm questioning so much as, like, when I saw the, we got in the car to leave, got the car from valet, and then we saw that photo. And, like, now I'm questioning, like, did I look through the crack of the back of Tom Tom, like, well enough? Like, what if they were sitting there and I just didn't see them?
I think they would have heard us.
You do?
Yeah, because we're all like...
And you know what? In the photo, the front door is like ajar and it was closed when we looked through. So...
Yeah. So they have it, locked. But, I mean, maybe that's just because they're not working. You were there when they were working, so hence it was not locked.
It was still like closed, you know, and like just the lock was just like undone and you could just... I mean, I opened it. You know, like I just creaked it open. Yeah.
So I will say this. We took some more video. The rubble is gone, but it's still all plywood. So I'm still on the fence.
It's like drywallish now inside, isn't it?
I saw a lot of like beams and plywood, I thought.
The ceiling is now drywalled and the bar looked like it was some sort of like weird drywall thing too.
Yeah.
And then in the back, it's still all plywood and like
The bar was like a base. Like it's
a total base, yes. Yeah. And on the photo that the Toms posted or whatever, it said
2 months away.
Yeah, 2 months out. So
we'll see. So they're sticking with this end of May story, which would be right when they start filming. You think they're really going to open and start working and staffed and that's coming so fast.
I mean, if they don't, like they are paying on that lease for nothing. Like they need to hustle it up. I mean, I don't know what they've been waiting a year. It's insane.
Yeah.
So I would think that towards the end, things are going to go really fast. But it's sure. This was two weeks since you looked, right? Or was it since me and you looked?
Since me and you looked.
Okay. So, and I would say that was... probably like a couple of days work. I mean, I guess I'm not in construction, but it's not moving at a crazy pace. Like improvement.
I wonder if it's contingent upon like the other restaurants next door that are also being built out. If they're all like, because it's all one building, if they're like, well, we have to all do the wiring at once or the plumbing.
Yeah. Or the city is giving them a hard time. And it's like, we have to inspect. You can't go further until we get this. Or maybe something is being held up along the line.
Because isn't Sir like its own independent building?
Uh-huh.
Whereas Tom Tom is part of like, you know, many other businesses, one building. So I would imagine the water and sewer and everything has to be coordinated around the same time.
I guess, but like the next door business is still open and that's still connected.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. Maybe because of all the new construction, especially because they built like the attic thing underneath the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
we should look on the website to see when that place is supposed to open and see if it coincides with...
Oh, yeah. and start looking to see help wanted ads.
Yes, good idea.
Where does one look for that?
Let's set a Google alert. We can do that.
Where do you find those jobs these days, though? Do you look online? Like, is there a site where, you know, it used to be, you know, you open the paper and the want ads. And then it was like, what, like Craigslist or one of the job? I don't know. I don't work in that industry. So I know in my industry, you would go to like the job sites or LinkedIn or a recruiter. But like for a waitress job, I don't know.
Back in the day when I got my job at Duke's, like, and they weren't open yet, they were still under construction. Like, they had like a trailer that they set up and you went in there, you got your what is that called? Application. And you'd fill it out and they'd interview you right there. If they like you, they call you back, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be,
I think we should apply.
Definitely.
And just see.
Yeah.
See who's interviewing.
Yeah.
Will it be Diana? Will it be Tom?
Yeah. Or Guillermo.
Yeah. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so let's get into the episode. So again, you guys, go get some more juicy gossip pictures, video on the Facebook group, and we'll post the TomTom pics and vids there too, in addition to Tori and Heather's footage from the street, our correspondents out there in the field. And yeah.
Oh, and shout out to our listener that shouted us out at Watch What Crappens this weekend at Detroit.
Oh, yes.
I'm so sorry. I can't remember your
Kimberly.
Name. Kimberly. Kimberly, yes.
Well, I guess I don't need to blast your name out.
But thank you guys so much for just spreading the word about our podcast like that. This is what's helping us grow, and we appreciate it so, so much.
Yes, and we're so excited to meet them next month, too. So
yes.
Cool. All right, on to Mexico.
Okay.
We go back to the Ondas Mayacoba, and I don't know, Lala's talking about how she'll never let Brittany move to Florida, and Stassi's trying to explain to her that you'll do anything when you're in love, which...
Was it Lala that said that or Stassi?
Stassi said that you'll do anything when you're in love.
Oh, she didn't say, I will never let her move to Florida?
I heard Lala say that.
Okay. I misheard that.
And then Stassi was trying to explain to Lala, because I mean, really, Stassi just did the same thing.
So that's what I wrote. I was like, is Stassi being triggered by this because it's what she did with Patrick? Like, she gave up everything to go to New York, and then finally she convinced Patrick to come back here just to have to pick up the pieces to her career and everything that she lost.
I don't think she convinced him to come back here. I think he had a job opportunity here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's his sports thing. Whereas before he was just like the Cosmo girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's even sadder.
So then they flash over to Jax and Schwartz and they're like, man, you're really getting beaten down. Let's get out of here. And Jack's like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like the boys take a breather. Like they have to like take a pause.
And I don't know, like it clearly looked like Ariana went with them, but I don't know where Sheena went, because she wasn't with the Witches of WeHo, and she wasn't with, they didn't show her with Ariana. But anyway, so they're saying the Witches of WeHo are like, we need to do an intervention on Brittany. Like, yeah, girl power. I'm like, did you already do that with your seance and your Taco Bellery? And I think she doesn't want the intervention anymore.
Yeah, it's just becoming like a lot to where
it's on her now to go to the rehab.
Yeah, I can't believe that I'm saying this, and like I mean, like even as it's like swirling in my mind, I feel guilty about it, but I'm starting to feel bad for Brittany again. Like I'm going back, like they're pulling me back into a cycle of like feeling bad for her again. Because she's constantly the storyline of like, let's help Brittany. And I don't know. It just seems exhausting.
Well, I didn't understand last week when they're at Silver Lake, or was that 2 weeks ago when they're at the Red Lion, and they're like, I just so appreciate that you're all here for me, and you guys aren't even friends, but they all came together for me. I'm like, for you, for what? Like, it's not your birthday. Like, they all came together for her before, earlier in the season, because of obviously what happened. But now this is 2 months later, and you're all getting together for her for what?
Like, I guess in support of her dating someone else. Is that what she's talking about?
No, when they were at the Red Lion.
When they brought Adam, right?
No. When Lala confronts Stassi about the Jeremy thing and Ariana freaks out and leaves.
Oh.
Yeah, if you go back, because I was rewatching it, because it played right before this episode or two before. And she's like, that's why they were all there, to support Brittany. And, you know, they were saying, I wouldn't normally hang out with this group. And Brittany said, I really appreciate it because y'all came together for me. And she had the little confessional saying, yeah, they don't hang out or really like each other, but they all sucked it up for me and came out here for me. Like, why?
Was it her birthday or something? No.
Her birthday's like in January.
Weird.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, how many, like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just. It's like enough.
Yeah. But while I'll say I'm not feeling bad for her is because last week's Watch What Happens Live, I was done. When her and Stassi were on and a caller asked about Kelsey and she's like, no, Jax does it, but she sure has googly eyes for him. She's shady. And Stassi's like, yeah, she's shady. Again, you're blaming the woman. Like, okay, we all watch the show. I think it clearly looked like Jax had the googly eyes for Kelsey more than she did for him.
100%.
And she's married. I mean, I know a lot of people say that doesn't mean anything, but I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. So I didn't see anything where she was like, oh, Jax, outside of the you got our croissants thing.
I mean, I think that she's like possibly crossing the line as far as like being like just a Reiki healer, you know, by making her house calls
yeah.
And everything like that. And I could definitely see how it would be get under my skin, how he's like, I have my best days when I'm with Kelsey.
Well, you know, yeah, like, but that's on him. 100% it would bother the shit out of me and it would be annoying and everything, like his best days, his brightest days, his yeah, it would be infuriating, but that's on him, that's not on her. And again, she's just blaming the woman, like she blamed Faith. And I'm not saying Faith doesn't deserve blame, but like, you're certainly fine, like you're not buying Faith a drum kit and a trip to Mexico and a party at Hooters. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah no, I agree.
I just hate when women blame the other woman. And you know,
it's, but like, I don't know, maybe like I relate to Brittany on some weird level or something, because I have made the mistake of blaming the woman and hating the woman way more than I hate the dude that cheated on me or something like that.
Yeah.
And I've also like blindly loved someone as stupidly as she loves Jax.
Well,
you know,
I get it. It's human nature. Of course you're going to hate the woman, but to blame the other woman, I guess that's what you have to do to your mind, because you don't want to leave your person. So you have to go there in your head.
Yeah.
But see, this is a year later for me. And if she's blaming this shit on like Kelsey right now, a year later.
I thought it was pretty like jokey saying googly eyes. Like it was like googly. I don't know. Like,
no, then they straight up called her shady.
Yeah.
So I think a year later and you're still holding on to that. There's, I don't know, more to the story for me, but I do get it. But who cares? Who cares? That Ricky, he's not doing the Ricky no more, so it don't matter. So then we go over to Stassi complaining about Kristen. Oh, no. Kristen is just shit-faced, wasted. And they're like leaving the bar. And she's like, out is our way. We're like, what? What did she just say? out is our way. So she is redeeming herself, being the comic relief of the episode.
Yes.
But then Stassi explains how she's been drinking since like 8 a.m. the previous day. She's like, we had drinks on our way to the airport, drinks on the plane, drinks at the airport, drinks on the way to the hotel, drinks at the minibar, drinks before drinks, and then drinks at dinner. So I
love. And they did like a montage of her just like slamming drinks.
I'd like to see who could hold their liquor better, her or Brittany.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's my thing. This whole Kristen and Stassi thing is bugging the crap out of me.
I'm
grateful that Kristen is part of this episode, and I will take anything I can get. I'm not happy with the way that she is being portrayed and the things that Stassi is like putting on her. It's just not working for me.
Yeah.
And I also know, this is my opinion, but I feel like out of everyone that Kristen is like the best actress out of all of them. And if anyone could play drunk to make this storyline work, it would be Kristen. I mean, she played it so then Stassi could say the next day that, oh, she was so drunk and I don't know. It seems like it all weaves together like this nice little thing. Yeah. And I love drunk Kristen. Like, why can't they just embrace it?
Right. And, you know, if it's such a problem, Stassi, like, you already know this. Get your own room. Like, pay for it yourself. Do what you have to do. Ask Sheena or Lala if they'll switch with you. Ask James or Peter if they'll switch with you. I don't know. Figure it out. Like,
James and Kristen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They would fuck for sure.
Totally. They would. There's still so much tension between them.
Because she'd be wasted. And then he'd be, like, lonely and be, like, and drunk, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just quit your whining. What I liked about Kristen, and we'll see this later, but at least she owned it and said, you know, with any argument or disagreement, it always takes two people. So for Stassi just to completely blame it on Kristen being wasted and a complainer and a nervous wreck, it's like, yeah, but also Stassi, maybe the same could be said for you. You're a complainer. You're uptight. You're a whiner. It's your way or the highway. So it's like you both have strong personalities and you both have ways you like to do things. So, you know, you can't say it's all on her. And that's Kristen's point. She's like, no, it's both our faults. It's both our faults. I'm doing this. You're doing this. But you're refusing to admit ownership of anything. And that really is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't understand. So,
I love when she's like, all you do is just throw temper tantrums. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And I like how Stassi's like, and every time we get into a fight, you call me selfish.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the truth comes out when you're drunk.
I wish you would have used Katie's line, call it like I see it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So then all the girls are like, let's get naked and go to the ocean.
Let's get naked in the ocean. You know, they have to do this is a thing with them. We have to see this.
Lala, you can get inducted into the Witches of WeHo. So
I wonder how she feels when they say things like that, because I personally wouldn't want to feel like I wasn't included and then to constantly be reminded like, oh, like you can be like even poor Brittany, like yeah. She's not a member. She's an honorary member. You know, like I would either want to be part of it or not a part of it. Yeah. Like I'd be like really self-conscious, like, am I part with you guys or not? Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah, it's like Heathers or Mean Girls.
Yeah. So the girls like kind of like stand up and start going to the ocean. Then we flash over to the guys and we see James opening bottles with his teeth. Are there any of you guys that can do this? Like, tell us what the technique is. Like, can you damage your teeth? Is this like, is it easier than it looks? Because I was horrified that he was like going to crush his teeth.
I've actually seen a lot of guys do this.
So it's not that big of a deal.
It's still horrifying.
It is.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it just makes you like cringe.
Yeah, I can't even open it with the lighter trick. I can, but it takes me about 10 minutes and I end up cutting, like shredding my finger. I can never just, guys can just be like, you know, pop it off.
Yeah.
Anyways, so then Tom's like, Jax, are you really going to go? Dude, it's my dream job.
Like, do it with, like, a sadder to, like, he was almost.
Oh, Jax, are you really going to go, man?
Yeah, there you go. It was like, there was, like, so much, like, heartache behind that statement, well, that crying. Question. Yeah.
He was crying later to Ariana.
He's, like, really upset. This is, like, really hurting him.
And then Jax just goes off and he's like, why wouldn't I go? It's, like, the next step in my life, career, I'm closer to family. Brittany, why would she want to go? It would be another step in our relationship. It's a win-win. Win-win. For you, Jax. Just for you.
Yeah, and Schwartz, like, in the background is opening, like, a big tequila bottle.
Guzzling it, James style.
Yeah, so he has a whole bottle. He's, like, almost putting, like, his lips on it, but he's doing, like, a birdie drink of it, and then he chases it with some beer.
Oh, I just... His greasy mop head was like, did he just dunk his head in a toilet full of motor oil?
I think it was really humid. I'm gonna give him a pass, because even Brittany's hair, when she went back out, like, she even was wearing it in a wet bun because she was just like, F it, I can't even do it.
Like, well, then wear a hat like T. Sandy. He has the good sense to do.
It's true.
Wear a baseball cap.
Or at least,
that seems like up Schwartz's alley.
Or at least, like, wash it. Like, it will, because James's hair, like, in the next scene was, like, wet.
Well,
like,
he could put it up into a little pony on top of his head. I see him do it, like, the little Whoville, like, Cindy Lou Who. I see Schwartz pulling that off.
Yes.
Like, he would do that in his moo-moo.
Yes.
I think, yeah, he has.
I'm actually grateful for greasy hair versus a little pony right now, I think. Do you prefer a pony?
Or a man bun? No, I don't, but I'm just saying I see him doing it.
Totally.
Like,
oh, yeah.
He would have no problem with it.
No, he wouldn't. Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know. It was a pretty thick, greasy mop, and then he's got his sunglasses on. He's just so sloppy.
And then when he starts talking, it's like you have to almost like move your face back from the TV. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah, Lisa needs like... cataract surgery,
and she still is all about him.
She's like, he's just like a puppy dog, and
he,
like,
just, you just melt when he like looks at you with those eyes
and,
like,
that floppy hair. It's like, no, get some glasses. That phase is over, Lisa. It's very different now. It's dirty drowned rat sloppy mess,
and it's just like blitzed. Like, he was hammered and so high. Like,
belligerent.
Yes. Like, it was, like, not a good look. Here, they're talking about Kristen being drunk. Like, dude, he was sloppy.
It reminded
sloppy.
Me of, like, Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab. Like, when, like, Kanicki would fall off really bad or...
Yes.
Some of them.
Yes, totally. Yeah, so basically, like, during this scene, we just got to hear more about how much Jax loves hockey. And he just, you know... Thank God, like, he's finally getting to, like, live his truth of hockey.
Oh, my God. His head is looking like a hedgehog. Like, it is not a good look, I don't think.
No, and I don't know if, like, the camera angles are, like, not doing him any favors or something, but it just looks uneven and
patchy.
Weird. And, yeah, like, I wouldn't look at him and go, like, wow, like, that's a great head of hair, that short hair. And not that there's anything wrong if, like, you're, like, balding a little bit. I mean, he is of the age to, like, start, you know, having some thinning of the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh, shut up, Tom. Oh, yeah. Schwartz is like, oh, Jax has been through the ringer tonight. It's like, really? Like, poor Jax. And then James is contemplating ratting out Sheena, and then basically the boys just have a dance party.
And James is just like a little boy that is so excited to like be included. Yes. And yeah, so he's like, I kind of want to like tell Jax about Sheena, but
I just want a good night for myself.
Yeah, he was just like jumping around and like just smiling from like ear to ear, just so happy to be with the boys. So do you think that Jax had a rough time? Like, do you think that it was, like, so, like, he was ganged up on so much?
I mean...
Like, let's pretend, like, we're, like, totally team Jax. Would you feel like that?
Well, it just seemed like they were, like, did you consult Brittany? What about her dreams? What about... I mean, that's what it seemed to be about.
Yeah.
So, nothing unreasonable.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. I was wondering, like, if they were
yelling at him, maybe, but...
Yeah, everyone did get intense, I guess.
But I think they were yelling because when he talks, he yells.
Yeah.
And he's like, stay out of it. Don't talk to me that way. Who, you don't know me. You don't know me. You know, it's like, so it causes them to then raise their voice,
that's
too.
That's true. That's true.
I don't
true.
Think they started out yelling.
Okay, good point. Okay, yeah, so...
Now the scene.
Okay, so now we go. It's 11:22 p.m. and the girls are heading down to the ocean.
So I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
How often do you have like a slumber party with your girls, which I do love? I'm known for that through growing up. I was class party thrower, still wouldn't mind a slumber party, but never have I ever. And we did have a pool growing up. Never have I ever gone skinny dipping with a posse of girlfriends and then huddled together for like a nip circle. And then say, hey, if we all of our nipples touch, we'll be connected. It's like that. Nope, never happened. Nor will it.
I'm trying to think if I'm sure that I ran into the ocean naked, but I don't think I did.
Well, I'm not talking about skinny dipping or whatever. Like, yeah, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, but you're never like at somewhere and you're like, okay, come on, guys, let's go down. Like,
every time, and then you all strip naked together, and then you all get in a circle and like,
I would never get into a circle.
No,
never, and I would never touch boob to boob.
And honestly, like, I probably just want to skinny dip with like my boyfriend or something.
Yeah,
I don't really see. Well, it wouldn't happen for me. I just know that for a fact.
I mean, maybe it's a really like empowering like experience because they all seem to really
be free with their bodies.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, it's something that they've repeated over and over. So,
and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
No, it is fun. It's like a funny thing. It's funny to make fun of.
The cuddle huddle and the actual comment about connecting nipples was just a little much for me.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about each of the girls? Let's not... We would never body shame, but let's just break down what everybody was wearing.
There is no one to body shame, even if we were going to. I don't think.
No, I don't either.
But... we can underwear shame.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't not like anyone's underwear. Some of them were just a little shocking.
Well, you said Katie's were what they give you after you have a child.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone has ever had like surgery or had a baby or anything like that, they will give you like these mesh underwear, and they're nice and like roomy and big, you know, like you can like pull, like it's not going to like go into any incision or anything like that. And you can like put a pad under there.
It's
really gross.
TMI TMR. Like, no one, maybe that's like, the name of that
PS. Like, no one tells you about that when you're gonna have a baby, that like you're gonna bleed for days. Anyways, yeah, well, okay, like this scene basically was like, even though it was like iconic with them touching nips, it was completely canceled out because I could not stop thinking about Kristen falling.
Oh, like, that was amazing.
It was, I mean, I feel like it possibly, it's not as good as the Housewives of New York fall.
Luann off the deck.
That one was, but I feel like Kristen was going for it.
Yeah, but she was already like off the stairs, and then she tripped, but her fall seemed like she fell down 5 stairs.
And it's like one of those moments where like there's like a ton of people around, but like no one even flinches. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, like man down. Like
she just popped right back up.
And she kept going. She's like, I have the hiccups.
I'd be nervous with her since she had major facial surgery because of a fall, a drunken fall.
I would have been nervous like letting her go into the ocean to go skinny dip.
Right? What if it's like a little current?
Yeah, it's like, was that Bravo lifeguard there this night?
Yeah, right, Matt.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I mean, like that seems like
maybe
a major
no liability
like,
in Mexico.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh. Good call on that, because
she was hammered.
Every ocean, like unless you're in a bay, like an enclosed, every ocean has a little current. I mean, I know it's at night, but like.
Or it could have like a little shelf and you dip down and then you get pulled right out or something. Yeah.
Holly was an ocean lifeguard, so she knows her
shit. I do know. And I have
and what
to
about
say.
Like the night crawlers that come out and like sting you and stuff.
Well, they had a light going, which was probably helpful because okay. There was like a light shining on it. But I love the ocean, and I actually don't mind like a lot of the stuff that can like happen in there. But I personally get scared to swim at night.
Yeah.
It's you just don't know what is going on. People aren't there to help you. Like, it's just probably not a good idea.
My sister used to swim at night all the time in Miami Beach.
Really?
Until the hotel... when she would stay at a hotel in South Beach, she'd come back, and then finally they're like, you, you, Senora, you can't do that. It's not safe. And like tons of crime happens and super dangerous. Plus the ocean itself is dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
She did it in Hawaii too, which is way more dangerous because South Beach, it's flat and you know how you can just like.
Yeah.
But Hawaii, it's very yeah. scary.
Well, and you should, I mean, it's just a good rule of thumb to always swim with someone. You just never know what can happen.
Buddy system.
Yeah.
But yeah, her fall was epic.
So, yeah, the fall was epic. Yeah, so Katie's, like, mesh applique, like, neon floral underwear.
They're, like, gay pride underwear for me.
Yeah. But I have to say, like, once again, Katie looked amazing. Like, Katie's waist is very small. Like, she showed her boobs just like everyone else. Like, she was right in there with everybody.
Yeah.
So, I got to give them all credit.
Yeah, so season 3 was on and they did that photo shoot at the Pink Motel. Oh my God, there's a scene of Sheena, Ariana, and Katie. And Katie is the thinnest one. And like, I'm going to post the pictures in the Facebook group. And it was so crazy to see too because Sheena had like that poodle skirt on and she was busting over it. I'm like, wow, we forget like how thin she really is right now. Because I never thought Sheena was fat. And you're certainly not fat in this picture, but considering how we're used to her now. And that Katie was like the real thin one in that picture. I mean, Ariana was too. But
I also feel like from, you know, season 1, 2, 3, now that we're into 6, they know what works for them and what doesn't. And I don't think, like, I bet they look back at that and cringe and go, why did I agree to even wear that? That's not flattering to my body type. Yeah. Like, what was I thinking?
Right.
Even with a lot of the stuff that Sheena wore, like, she has a great body.
Oh, when she wore those high, like, was it her bachelorette party in Florida? And those super high hip hugger swim bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
Those weren't flattering.
Yeah. She did that also when she went to Hawaii with Shay and she was like walking on the beach and it was like, she still looked great.
Yeah.
But,
it's hard to pull those things off. Like, you pretty much, I think you have to be a 6'2" glamazon.
Like, kind of like Taylor Swift. Like, super tall and, like, kind of able to pull that off.
And they even look awkward on her. But yes, it needs to be Taylor Swift or Kendall Jenner or somebody like that.
Yeah. Exactly. It still does look awkward on her. Yeah. You're right. Okay, so now we go back to WeHo, and Sarah comes out with the golden tip on this one.
Well, obviously, this was filmed the same day, or Lisa just likes to wear the same outfit.
I'm sure she doesn't.
Right. She was in the same Puppies and Roses blouse, because the first thing I saw was like, oh, God, another, like, loose, flowy, billowy blouse with the front tie. And I'm like, wait, there's the Puppies and Roses. It's the same blouse.
So it was, yeah, so it was the same day, which was a little deceiving.
Yeah. So, and then Holly's like, oh God, please let's not, is this going to be another Billy Lee scene answering the phone? And then all of a sudden it's like,
what, you'd
good
like
afternoon,
to,
sir.
Yeah, you'd like to move your reservation from 7 to 7:30? No problem, we'll do that.
Okay, here's what's funny. You guys heard me try to call every number I could for Sir over and over and over again. No one ever picks up. So Heather has been trying to call too for the past couple of weeks because she had a question on the coupon that we used and nobody ever picked up. And we said it to the server too. We're like, we've been trying to call and no one's ever picks up the phone. So again, I'm going to go with fake scene because nobody's picking up the phone and making, and also, who's calling to make a reservation?
Yeah. Also, like, when we walk up, I would say like 90% of the time that we walk up, there's no host at the hostess stand.
Right.
And then we have to like stand there awkwardly and then someone will come like waddling up. You know what we should have done? We should have sat at that table and called to see if they answered the phone. We should have tested them. We should have seen like, does it ring? You know, like, is it ringing right there or is it ringing up in the office? Like, where does that phone ring? We should have, next time we'll do that.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. So basically, Lisa's like, so, you know, Billy Lee, how was your date?
It was amazing. But Lisa, Sheena's been trying to hook up Adam with Brittany. Like, she just dives right into the gossip. And Lisa's like, oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it is. We need another storyline. We need new faces. Don't know that Spots Megrim's it, but, you know, something.
Okay, so Then they like flash over to Spots Megrim and Wesley. And I wrote down in my notes, like, stop trying to make Wesley happen. Like, it's not going to happen. Like,
Wesley is fetch. It's not
I actually
happening.
Feel the same way about Adam. They have not sold me. Like, yeah. They keep telling me that he's hot and successful and nice. And I'm not feeling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any personality. Yeah. And his pictures are way hotter than him in person.
Yeah, he's not filming well or something. I don't know what it is, but I don't want him for Brittany at all. That's like the opposite of what I want for Brittany.
Yeah, no, I see her with like a sports guy.
Me too.
Not a model guy.
No.
You know,
although maybe that is someone who she should be with, like, because he would be, I don't know, not that that's like a solid guy just because he's a model, but just because he's like normal. And
I know, I think it'd be a thing like when Stassi was with Jax. I think if he was actively modeling with all these like hot models, I think Brittany would get jealous.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, she's jealous of Kelsey,
right?
So she is a pretty girl, so I don't know, but. You know, so it's 4 a.m. at the Ondaz, and one of the most disturbing scenes that I can't unsee is the Bubbas eating pizza together in bed, shit face wasted. I couldn't even like Schwartz's voice completely changed. He's got that like nasty, greasy hair. He's got food hanging out of his mouth, and Katie legit says, "Oh, that's so cute." And I was like, "No, it's not cute." But his voice, I just couldn't get past it. And that's when Holly said, "Well, they're not just drunk."
No, they were 100% high. I think that they took edibles. I mean, game recognizes game. I see it in their face. And Katie has mentioned that she took an edible before her wedding. I think it's their thing. And it gets that look in your face is what happens when it's at excellent high. It's so much fun. It's giggly. It's
well, that's what they were.
It's exactly how they were acting. And
he looks so fucked up, though.
I mean, I neither one of their eyes were open. Like, the room was like still all bright, and it was just like really uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
And the way that they were like eating that pizza, like all up on like their chest, like it's not like it was like the pizza box was like sitting at the end of the bed and like they were holding one, like sitting up and like ha ha, you know, like it was like a gritty scene.
And like then he'd be chewing, but then he'd start like kissing all up on her and her neck and her face. I'm like, finish chewing, please.
Yeah, it was. It was a very intimate, awkward scene.
But then it's disturbed by. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I would feel weird going to interrupt a couple at 4 a.m. no matter what was happening, unless, like, you know, I just got robbed or I just got like Kim Cade in Paris. Yeah, then I'd go wake up my couple friend. But just because like my roommate is being annoying, I would probably go get myself another room, or I'd lock myself in the bathroom and sleep in the tub or something. I wouldn't go wake up a couple. But Stassi did, and this is where Schwartz's voice was like,
"Oh, someone's at the door, Baba.
You get it. No, you get it."
Yeah, and then he's like, "Oh, Stassi, get your cute ass in here. Oh, Stassi."
It was like, what the fuck? Who are you? And then he like pushes her down into bed, and then he freaks.
"Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this."
It's fine. I know you didn't mean to. Just that's not why I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stassi
I'm sorry.
Is not on their level of drunk.
Oh, no.
High.
She seems fine.
But they are lit.
Well, yeah. That shows a difference, because they were all out together. So I'm sure they drank moderately the same amount. So they're on something else.
Yes. And obviously Kristen was too.
Well, she just flat out drank a lot more, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
She might have just been drunk.
Yeah.
Because she didn't seem like... She was slurring, but he was like,
"Well, I'm sorry, Stassi. Oh, no, Stassi, stay.
And then, like, when Katie convinces her to stay or whatever, he, like, reaches over and, like, puts his arm on Stassi.
"I like you in bed with us, Stassi."
I'm like, that's creepy.
It's really creepy. Yeah. And I think they're trying to be funny, but it's... it's like
I'd be way more uncomfortable there than I feel with Kristen.
Like Tom and Katie need to still establish with us viewers like that they can handle this on their own, and to like bring like to like be making jokes about bringing Stassi into the bedroom is just like, it's not funny or cute. It's like disturbing and dark, where it's like, this is a problem. You know, like it's, I think anywhere else it would be cool. I don't know. And about her coming to their room, like I would hope that like if you were with your dude and like I was like annoyed with someone, I could be like, can I come in? I wouldn't get in bed with you, but I would like maybe ask if I could sleep on your couch or something.
Would
like
you like text me first?
Yeah.
Yes, or I would call the room.
Yes, I would text first for sure. Yeah, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Bizarre. And the whole like thing with Kristen. Okay. So I can picture pretty clearly what happened. So she's hammered and she sounds like the, I think we all have that friend that like, she won't be drunk alone. Like you can't go to bed and like, she just like parties.
She just keep talking.
She needs to be talking to you. Even if you're sober, drunk, she doesn't care.
Like she talks in movie theaters.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And, she's just the type of person that can't be alone. There are some people that like that's just their anxiety really does like flare up and they can't be like with their own thoughts.
Yeah.
And so I could see her being like, Stassi, like, come talk to me. The door's open. The smoke's like flowing.
Yeah.
And Stassi's tired. She's annoyed. And then the fight happened. So like it didn't seem like as big of a deal. Like, I don't think for that I would have gone to their room to sleep in their room. I would have done like what you said. I would have either just pulled the covers over my head and gone to sleep.
Right. Put a pillow over your head, put a sleep app on or a fan.
Or say like, Kristen, I don't want to fight with you, but I'm going to shut the door. The smoke's like really like bothering my allergies or something. And then, or I didn't even think of the bathroom trick, but that's a great idea.
I mean, we've all been in those situations.
And
it was Thanksgiving that one year.
It was really irking me that like, they're like, she's like, Kristen, like I would never choose to travel with you. Like I wouldn't blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, you guys are all traveling together because like you have to. So this isn't a choice. And I don't understand where they're coming from with this storyline. It's confusing.
Well, if you already know that, and she said she already knew that, then just get your own room.
Yeah. And it's like, she's like, there was nothing I could do. Like, dude, that's like the biggest resort I've ever seen in my life. There was another room.
Uh-huh. For sure. Or you know what? I would go ask Peter and James or Sheena and Lala, can I sleep on your floor?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Just put some pillows down or whatever. Call up for a cot, whatever.
Totally. Okay. Can we go to the scene though now where Sheena's talking about how she sleeps with a stuffed frog, but Lala was preparing her baba for bedtime?
I don't know. I feel like this is a little, look at me, aren't I cute? Aren't I funny? Like, did you really pack that in your bag?
She must have.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. She obviously did, but like, why? I think it was like for a scene, like trying to be funny and cute.
This is my problem. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had milk in your room? Milk?
No.
Like, why would she have milk in the room?
Oh.
Like.
Right.
Like, did she call?
Like, the mini bar doesn't.
No, the mini bar does not have milk.
And have a mini bar, so that would have been stocked with all their stuff.
So, I mean, I'm just thinking of, like, when I've traveled with, like, a child, keeping the formula like legit in the fridge, like it like goes bad like within the day. So I couldn't imagine like the mini bar like stocking milk like every day to make sure.
Well, and they don't put milk in there anyway.
No, they wouldn't. And so she had to call and be like, bring my milk. And then she dumps it in there with like some honey. And I just
milk and honey.
And there's not a microwave in there to warm it up. There's not a stove to warm it up. She said warm milk. Did she have them warm it for her?
Yeah, because you don't want to put the plastic bottle in. I doubt there was a microwave. I didn't see one.
I mean, I guess if you were going to get really crazy, you could like warm the sink water and like place the bottle in it. But I wish they would have shown that. Like she was like preparing it, like, you know, and like testing it on her arm. Like, is it warm enough?
Why I also think it's just a scene where she's trying to be funny and cute and get attention is because they pan to it later and Holly caught this. It was still full.
It was still full. Totally.
It was in the morning.
Yeah.
So
it was next to her bed, full, like maybe like an inch was gone, like exactly what she filmed.
Yeah.
And that's very bad for your teeth to sleep with milk on them.
Yeah, or even the sucking thing, because then you have that tooth problem you were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the Carter tooth thing. Yeah, but yeah, it would totally decay your teeth.
It just reminded me of, like, I remember in junior high school, there's these girls, and they got into a thing of, like, eating baby food, like, you know, the Gerber jar stuff, and they thought it was all cute. Look at us, aren't we cute? And I'm like, it's fucking gross, man. Like, but they thought it was, like, a really cute thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It just reminded me of that, and it just screamed attention.
Yeah. It was a funny scene, though, and Sheena's face
was great.
Was
though.
Really She's good.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And like, Lala's like, you know, it's just like when I get, like, you know, I only take a low dose of anxiety medication. So when, you know, my anxiety kicks into high gear, I just get my baba. And I fill it with milk and honey, and I lay down, prop it up on my blanket, and I go to sleep. And it shows her, like Sheena's like, good night. And, like, she doesn't even answer because she's, like, in the zone with her baba.
Does she do that with Randall? Or maybe when she's with my manly, he calms her so she doesn't have anxiety. So she doesn't, like, need her baba?
Like, do you think they have, like, that fetish, like, where, like...
Oh, yeah. She, like, dresses up in diapers. Like, or she does.
Yeah. Like, she diapers him and he, like, shits in there and she, like, changes him.
Like on My Crazy Ex.
Ew, dude.
That was one of my favorite ones. I can see him sitting in a diaper.
Playpen. Me too.
Like, Hoopy, Hoopy, give me my bottle, Hoopy.
Or like throwing like me want Lala right now. Lala.
Because he is like the power producer. So, you know, that they always like to be the submissive ones because they like to be like opposite of what their real life role.
Yeah, Lala's like, okay, if you do that again, you're going to get a spanking. And he's like, no. Like, yeah, dude, they play that. I bet you.
Anyone on his IG story, I desperately, I know Holly was like a birthday party. I'm like, drop everything you're doing. How do I do the screen recording thing again?
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because I needed to get, because he did it a couple times. He's like, Hopey, 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 Hopey. I'm like, okay, now I have evidence forever.
Yeah. I mean, it is his thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Lala should name a lip gloss Hoopy.
Yeah.
So I just gave her an
she
idea.
She fucking named one Andy. You kiss ass.
Did she name one Lisa too?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I probably can. So, okay. So then it's the morning and the alarms are going off. Tom Sandoval's alarm is going off and Ariana's like, turn your alarm off. He's like, turn your alarm off. Turn your alarm off. She's like, it's not mine. It's yours. Turn your alarm off. And she's like, it's not my phone.
Which was amazing.
Yes. Very well played, Ariana.
Circles become circles.
Maximizing that phrase.
Yes.
Which is good because I have more t-shirts saying it's not on my phone.
Yes. And I related so much to that scene because I cannot stand. Chad will always sleep through his freaking alarm. Like, he can, like, sleep through it. Like it's just, like...
wake up before mine goes off.
Like, a song is just, like, playing. And then it's, like, turn it off. Like, turn it off. Like, I... Oh, my gosh.
I never even hear mine because I'm always, like, up. Like, sometimes it'll be 1 minute before it goes off. And it might be a random time, too, like 3:59 a.m. So it's not just, like, I wake up at 6 every day. Like, it'll be... whatever the time is.
Like you said it and then like you kind of like
it's
know
it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I always did that, but I don't. I have to use my alarm. Okay. So they head to this water park and I was really excited to see
about this. Schwartz's feet.
Oh God.
In bed. When they wake up with Stassi, his feet were like just filthy.
Okay, yeah. So they go to like each like room and like see like what's going on. Yeah, the feet were just so, I don't know why. It really grosses me out when like someone goes to bed in like nice crisp white sheets and like filthy. It's just.
Or like when Stassi was rubbing her spray tan over the like duvet. I was like, that's so disgusting.
Ew. It's really gross.
At least just like put a sheet on top. Like don't ruin the expensive comforter.
Yeah.
Oh, but also before we go, isn't this when Tom was crying about Jax? He's like, it's just not fair, you know, to Ariana. She's like, well, that's life. You know, people leave. And he's like, I never thought he would be the one to leave. Like, it's not fair. And like, he almost has the spray tan tears trickling down.
And Ariana like kind of gives it to him here. Yeah. She's like, there's like,
man up.
She's like, there's these things called planes.
She's like, it's called life. People move on.
Yeah. It was, I was kind of like proud of her for not giving in to like his little fit there and hitting him with some truth. Cause it is true. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, and then we pan over to the bachelor moment of the evening.
Oh my God.
Jax looking off with that pensive, famous bachelor stare off into the ocean look. And then he's like focused down on his black tourmaline.
Yeah, he's like, what is my decision going to be? Tampa or LA? Am I going to make it through this day at the water park? Okay, I got to think about this.
Is it like Becca or Lauren? Oh, wait, no, Tampa or LA?
Yeah, Brittany or no Brittany?
Right. So she just comes out. He says, I just want peace. I don't know. I want everyone fighting over me. And
I was just dying that he's holding like his little crystal,
rubbing it. Then he puts it on his forehead.
And he's hitting his forehead just like he's like trying to like recreate like the Kelsey feeling.
Like,
and
which is like tap, 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 tap.
Yeah. He was tapping himself. Like it was amazing. And so Jax just wants like a peaceful trip.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know. I don't know why I find this like so funny that like Jax is trying to find peace, but it's just so weird.
You're the cause of everything, why there isn't peace.
Yeah.
But Brittany comes out. And again, because she's not showing her boobs, she needs to remind us that they're still there. So she put two smiley faces on each boob. Just so none of us forgot that she has them. She likes to do that.
Do you really think she's doing that? Like, do you think like she can't help it? Like,
that's her second shirt like that.
When you first brought it up, I thought, no, it's not true. But this this example is just,
when you can't see them, she advertises them.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
If the shirt was cute, but like they're not even cute.
Yeah.
Well, you and I don't like to draw attention. I don't need any targets there. But
I think that's why I'm having a hard time relating to her. If I always wanted like a certain like look and I suddenly had it, maybe I would be doing the same thing. But it's kind of like when someone gets like a tattoo somewhere and like then they have to like constantly buy stuff to show it. You know, like they'll like suddenly wear like low scoop back like things or like all the time.
Yeah.
But I just can't relate to the drawing the attention to the boobs thing. It's weird.
Yeah.
She's like, so what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just taking some time and, you know, thinking
about Kelsey.
And he's like, this symbolizes getting negative energy away from me. And I'm just trying to, you know, T. Sandy said that, you know, I dealt with a lot the other night, that I'm a strong person. No one else could have handled what I went through. And
it's just a PTSD from a couple girls yelling at
him. He's like, you know, I can't take much more, Brittany. I can't take much more.
I'm surprised they didn't do like, and she didn't say a word. I'm surprised they didn't do like a slow-mo montage with like, you know, Vietnam movie music playing in the background and then just like shots of Lala slowly slow-mo pointing her finger at his face and like Stassi like standing up over him like with her mouth whoa, 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 and then him just like, I can't take it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he basically made it seem like.
And then so she leaves and she's like, well, you know what? I'll leave you alone and give you some time. There's a beautiful view here, you know, so you can, you know, have your alone time. And rather than being like, oh, you know, like he was like, thank you. Like he said it in like a tone like, thank you for finally following my rules and acknowledging that I need you.
Right.
Your energy is really part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next scene is they are on the shuttle going to the natural water park.
One of the best scenes. And James is like, guys, just 5 more minutes to the water park. Yeah, woohoo!
He's so excited for the water park. And
it's like, I'm gonna have a strawberry margarita when I get there.
Yeah, I was really excited to see this natural water park. Like when they described it like that, I was like, ooh, is it going to be like, you know, like in Hawaii, like they have like the lava tube and like you go down like these like cool canals and like all this stuff. I wasn't that impressed with this. It looked really freaking crowded. It
looked like a Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah. And it just looked like.
Yeah, it looked really crowded. That's my problem with things like that. Like someone just commented on a picture I'd posted a couple years ago at the Budapest Turkish Bath. He's like, oh, I keep missing that whenever I go there. And I'm like, eh, you could miss it because it's like, it's very turnstile tourist. And so was the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. It's very, it was like this crowded turnstile. Here's your locker. Here's your, like, you know.
You just mentioned like two things that like probably most of the people in the world will never get to do.
Why?
I don't know. Like you just like you could
Tom
like.
Tom and Katie went.
You could write like a travel blog.
Yeah. I was thinking of that when Jax was at the, I was like, this hotel, I've never had a private pool. I'm like, well, it's a little pool. And I'm like, I'm thinking back. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, and I was like counting.
Oh my God.
How many I've had. I'm like, and I thought, you know, and when I was younger than him. And then I thought, no, actually, even in my 20s. So it's like, it's possible. But all of these people, they just, none of them chose to travel. And that's totally fine. But people usually have kids or houses or jobs that don't allow them to. But these guys, none of them have kids. They have jobs where they work half the year. They make more money, like, or at least the last 5 years. And none of them, like Stassi's just starting to travel. And she probably traveled more than any of them, just, you know, from her family. But, you know, that was the first time Schwartz had, like, gone anywhere outside of Minnesota and Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, like, if you're, I don't know, like, I wasn't, like, brought up to, like, we never traveled anywhere. And I definitely feel like I missed out on traveling, and I wish I would have done it more.
Well, and you also live in a destination, like, where people travel to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know that when you live here, though. No. I don't know. But yeah, like my parents were just into like doing like the local things, like we'll go to the beach, you know, or whatever, yeah. Which was fine. I just when I see the places you've gone, I'm just like, oh my God, it's so cool. Anyways, so this place, like I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I might want to go travel here. And when I saw it, I was like,
yeah, at first when they were showing the pictures, I was like, oh, that looks really pretty. And
it still was really pretty. Yeah. It was just so packed.
Yeah. And it just seemed like probably people have all their like coolers out and like people are like probably pissing in the water because they're drunk.
Ew. And then like when like they had like the bird photo op, like it just seemed very like touristy.
Yeah. The little stations you go get your pictures of. And, you know, and it wasn't like open ocean where like, you know, the drunk guy pissing in the, it's like fine, whatever. But it was like.
It was lagoony.
Yeah, lagoony. So like, no, that's too close.
Yeah.
There's nothing like pushing this out into the current.
Yes.
So, like, again, it was like a Coors Light or a Mountain Dew commercial. I didn't really, what was the rope thing for? Just to like walk across the lagoon or something?
I don't know. I mean, they were zip lining.
But they were just like walking with their, holding the rope?
Oh. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was just like a little, you just propel yourself along or something.
Like, James is like, look, you can swim out to that little island, which was like 10 feet away. And I'm like, well, Jax still better not try. But then they pan to Jax and he's like, another PTSD moment for him. He's like, it's reminding me of Big Bear. I don't think I should do anything.
I mean, maybe that's really the reason why he like consulted Kelsey about this. He's like, look, I almost drowned. Like, I can't believe that Brittany had the nerve to like book another like water-based trip, right? You know?
And she was like, it's not the same elevation. You're not going to have a problem. And he's like, you didn't almost die.
Yeah. And, and she's like,
help.
She's like, put the life vest on, though, just in case, which was funny. So it kind of seemed like they all wanted to turn up and drink, yet I wasn't seeing like a bar there. So did they all like bring their own drinks or what was going on?
Yeah, they were
on?
Like in weird cups.
Yeah.
And it looked warm. Like James was like pounding back that strawberry or whatever. And Lala's like, chug, chug, chug. But it looked like warm, no ice. Like they brought it with them.
Yeah, it looked like a little situation there.
Jax has his headphones on, his giant headphones, and we were wondering if Holly thought maybe Kelsey had pre-recorded some lift me up messages for him or left him a voicemail. I thought maybe he was listening to Enya.
It could have been either of those things. But yeah, like it just looked like stupid when he was like walking into the water park or whatever. And he has like these big old like, you know, Beats by Dre on. And it just made it look like it's like, ooh, like, look, I'm going to the gym, or like it just like dumb.
You're with your friends, so you're not going to talk to them.
And it's a birthday party for you. Like, take you off your headphones.
And you're going to go in the water. Like,
So Ariana takes a moment to check in with Stassi, and she's like, you know, how'd your night go? How did it end last night with Kristen or whatever? And so Stassi kind of tells her what happened, saying, you know, it's really hard to travel with Kristen. You know, I went back to the room. She was smoking, drinking up till, you know, wanted to talk. And I ended up going to Katie and Tom's room because I just couldn't handle it. And Ariana took that slam on Stassi a little bit.
Yeah, she was just kind of nodding and then went to her confession. It's like, oh, poor Stassi. Yeah. So then we have then the Stassi Kristen when they're like talking it over because they don't want things to be awkward, but it still is because Stassi won't take any ownership or share any of the blame or compromise. And that's when what we talked about, Kristen said she's selfish, and you know, I'm sure it's both of them. I'm sure Kristen, they just don't mesh. They're just, that's what their problem was in Europe. Stassi and Rachel like to go to bed at 10 o'clock. Kristen likes to stay up late and party. And I think Katie will stay up with her.
Now, if I had had, like, let's say I was traveling with you and Michaela, and I had, like, a major freak out, and I was, like, I disrupted the trip, and I was, like, I want to go home. Like, I can't believe I'm here in Copenhagen. Would you and Michaela have taken off to Paris and just left me there?
See, that's what she said, but on a podcast earlier, was it Rachel's or Stassi's? Like, I think it might have been Rachel's. She said that Kristen had already decided and was booking a ticket home. So she was booking a ticket home because she was leaving for Turks and Caicos 2 days later.
Right.
She missed her dog. She missed Carter. And that she was booking her own. So I've heard two different things now. Stassi said they just ditched her there. But then I heard earlier that Kristen was already booking her. She decided not to go to Paris. So yeah. I don't know what's... But to answer your question, you're freaking out... Then I would say...
And I'm obviously not a good international traveler like you and your and Michaela or whatever. Like, I don't know. It just seems strange and like not really being a great friend if they were just like, peace out. Like, good luck getting home.
Wait to make sure...
that I had plans.
You had a ticket, and I would wait to make sure until you got into the cab to the airport.
Would I have gone
with you to the airport? Probably not.
Yeah. No, that seems fair.
Made sure you got in the cab.
So I'm sure they're just exaggerating like the details of that a little bit. But I thought it was interesting. And
I have been in those situations. Remember like the one, and I was like, that's it. We're going.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do reach your breaking point, but
and I mean
you learn who to travel with. But Stassi knows this already, so she should have planned ahead.
Right. And that's what she keeps saying, but it's just coming off like so, I don't know. It's just,
and who cares? Like, yeah, you might be annoyed, but you are on vacation. You're gonna go like to the pool the next day, sleep there, or go take a nap in the afternoon. Like, you know, you're all there to party and be filmed for partying. I'm sorry, Stassi, it's not going to fly to you to have peace and quiet by 10 p.m. That's not your job. Your job is to drink and party and get filmed doing that.
True.
Not to sleep.
True.
With your eye mask on and whatever. Like, that's...
Well, and also, like, it just seems like... kind like, and I felt like T. Sandy kind of brought this up. He's like, so what you would want is, like, lights out by 12 and, like, complete dark and silence. You know, where it's like, maybe not everyone lives like that. And it's, why does she get to put her rules on everyone, but no one else can live the way they live normally?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Interesting. Can't wait to see what happens with that. So Brittany was like super entertained that she like saw some animals that I'd never heard of.
The lemurs.
Yes.
It's like a cat and a possum combo. And she apologized. She basically apologizes to Jax, which she did nothing because she like remained silent during that whole thing. She just had her hands over her mouth. But she's basically the one being like, I'm sorry, Jax. This isn't how I wanted things to go down. I was like, don't apologize. But he's like, I just thought you were on board. You know, I'm burned out. I'm burned out of this place. There's nothing left for me here. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe because like every girl in LA already has your number, like probably like physical number, but also like your game. And, you know, it's over for you here. You have such a reputation. Like people don't think of you highly. So in Florida, he's going to go down there and be a king.
Yeah, I felt, not to jump ahead, but I will. Now that you brought up, like, I thought that it was, like, telling how Brittany was, like, it's not like I have his number or anything. Like, I felt like that was, like, almost like a little dig at him. Like, I know the numbers that you have in your phone, so don't try to, like, I don't play the way you do. Like, it seemed like she was, yeah, like, kind of, like, throwing that back at him a little bit.
Yeah.
So Brittany, it feels like maybe like the Reiki and the stones are working because she said that like normal Jax would have like, reacted, flipped out, and he's like staying pretty calm.
Yeah. So they're talking, the girls are talking about how Kristen disappeared and they kind of flash to her in the woods texting Carter, I assume. And then all the girls are like bitching about her in the water. And as they're doing that, bitching about her, Stassi's like, she terrorized me. I have like no safe place. Like that was a little extreme. Come on.
She said she had ISIS in her room. Now, I don't know that I would be confident enough to like throw a line out like that.
No, I'm already like, woo, bells and whistles going off here.
Yeah, it like I feel like I like it's like similar to her Nazi comment.
Yeah. Little insensitive.
It just not thinking of like what that means. Right. Like what, and also like you're saying that about your friend. Like this is your friend, you're talking about her and then you're bringing up like this really complicated horrible subject and calling her that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so then James decides, now is the time to get more airtime. And he goes to throw Sheena under the bus and tell Jax all about Sheena's plan to break them up and hook Britt up with Adam.
Yes. And the way he did it, I thought was like so hilarious. So they're like over in his like little lagoon area where Brittany was talking to him. And like notice that he like really stayed by the rocks. He didn't go out and swim. I think he was scared. And he's like, hey, mate, I wanted to tell you. Like he was like whispering.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want Ariana to read my lips.
And he was like totally like on the DL telling Jax. And Jax is like trying to listen. Like Jax loves him some gossip. So he was like all about it.
He remained calm. He pulled his inner Kelsey out.
And then what'd you think about when he was like, he's like, he came to my house. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like he had to mention that like he came to his house. You know, he's like, he came to my house. He drank my alcohol. What do you mean?
But then he said something weird later too. He's like, good. I hope all the bartenders have a crush on Brittany. Like, why? That's a weird statement.
Because they like have a crush on Jax and want to be Jax. I think that's what he's ultimately saying.
Like flattering to him.
Like. Yeah. So he's like, I just feel like I have to like pull in my inner Kelsey to like handle this news that I just found out. He doesn't seem too upset about it because he's not going to act like he's threatened by anyone.
Bothered by it, yeah. But clearly he is because he has to do his like his little Twitter rant later, but like in person when he's like, look at his life, look at my life, please. You know how he always does that on Twitter?
Yes, yes.
We'll get there. So, James is traveling with his mini steamer and he gives a little tip how he sprays cologne before the steam and then it just saturates the whole shirt.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was like a little obsessed with this tip. I think I think a guy could do it because like it does smell good when you can smell a guy's cologne. I don't know if I doused my thing with like Britney Spears perfume, if it would smell good.
Well, but there's always that woman in the office where you're like, oh, well, you have to hold your breath every time she walks by. You're like, oh my God, the cloud of perfume is coming by.
Yeah. I think I've been that person a couple times. There used to be this one like chick in the office. Like I would put on like lotion and she'd be like, did you just put, I'm like, I put some lotion on, like calm down. Like I know it smells a little bit, but it's going to go away. You don't need to comment like every like time I open like my Bath and Body Works lotion. That's,
I've had comments on that with, it's like Bath and Body Works or Body Shop or whatever. And it's like, okay, it's lotion. And I, there's way more. And it's like, a spa smell. It's like cucumber, really?
Exactly. That's not offensive. And, yeah, she would like sit there and like cough and act like it was a and it's like, dude, like I needed some lotion on Michelle. The person who took Julia's spot.
Yeah, okay.
She would come over and fight with me about it. And I'm like, dude, you need to go sit down. Go sit down. You're fine. And I'm not going to apologize for lotion. If I was like spraying perfume, I would say sorry, but it's like lotion is fine.
Yeah.
But I get it. I know sometimes, like, if you smell a smell, it's really annoying. But she was, believe me, if you guys knew this girl, you would not feel sorry for her. Okay, so you travel a lot for work and you travel and do fun stuff. Have you ever traveled with a steamer?
I don't even own an iron.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this.
I use the Rinka Release in the dryer and that's it.
It looked nice, though. It looked nice and compact and...
I mean, it's probably more important for guys because they always wear the shirts that need to be ironed.
Right.
Like, I don't wear shirts like that.
Right.
Unless it's like for work and then I have the hotel iron.
And I do have to say that you can tell if like someone has like packed their stuff and it's wrinkled and they haven't done that.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like shorts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So basically they're all getting dressed up and then we go into the Bubba's room and this was a really disturbing scene.
Very disturbing.
Go ahead. Take this one.
Well, I don't want to body shame here, but Katie's going a little far when she's like, Bubba, you have a DILF bod. He's like, no, I don't have a dad bod. I mean, I got me a little situation, but look at my arms. And I'm like, yeah, let's not actually, because that's a
he said he looked like Conor McGregor. Oh, like that is such an insult to Conor McGregor, who is like the number one like UFC fighter.
Right. I even know who he is. But yeah, she's
and like,
yeah,
so no. Kay's like, I see like a little pooch though.
Yeah.
Which was, and then it like zoomed right into his little pooch. And like, it's funny, like when a skinny person has a pooch, because like, it's not even anything like to any normal person. But like when someone drinks beer, like I feel like you like that will show like, up a little. It's like a bloat.
Do you remember James Kennedy when he first came on and he had like an 8-pack? But I think he only had the 8-pack because he was like skin and bones.
Yeah.
Not because he was like a workout freak.
Right, right.
So it's like. Yeah, it's like the flip opposite. It's like I think he just doesn't work out. And so he has just, you know, his arms like go straight down. There's not even like a hint of a shadow of a bump on his arms.
Ew, I
and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Some guys are into working out, some aren't, and who cares? But to be looking in the mirror like, I look like McGregor.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, that's like a and bold also, statement.
When you tout yourself as a model.
Right.
Like then you do gotta kind of, but anyways, but she's like, Bubba, no, you're like a DILF. Okay, moving on. Lala's like, my manly wants me to come home. He's over it. And who is it? Sheena's like, you've been gone like a day and a half. And she's like, he's over it. He wants me home. He wants his soapies.
Oh my God.
My manly.
So Sheena then mentions that it's kind of nice.
I mean, she's Laura frickin' Wilders. Laura Ingalls Wilder. Remember she called Alonzo Manly?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
You never watched Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, but I don't know when she called someone Manly.
Her husband.
Oh.
You didn't go that far in the series?
Yeah, I only went when it was like the fun little like running in the
fields.
Well,
had you would have seen Kyle Richards as... Wow. It's Melissa Gilbert's little adopted girl. But they're like the same age, so that can't be right. Well, Kyle Richards was on it anyways.
I have seen flashbacks of that. And I actually did read like the Little House on the Prairie books, and I got that far in the books, but not the show.
Okay. Well, her husband was Almanzo Wilder, and she called him Manly. I wonder if that's where Lala got it. My Manly. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
So, Sheena, I really like this because I was trying to do this Saturday when I was in Palm Springs. I mean, I lasted a good part of the day. And probably had I seen Heather's notification earlier that she was going to go to Pally House to see James Jesse Montana, I maybe would have, like, gotten back to town and gotten ready and gone. But because I was trying to be the no electronics day, I respect that Sheena was trying. She wasn't successful, but she tried. And so she phoned Rob's and she explains how she's trying to be in the moment and not checking her phone every 5 seconds. And then out comes Patrick. He's like, well, you know, I'd be very proud of you if all of you just put your phones down. It's like, okay, Patrick. I mean, Rob's.
Yeah. And he basically just like repeated back what Sheena had said to him. She's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I think it'd be great if you were all present. It's like, she just said that.
Right. That was her idea.
Yeah.
Stop stealing her ideas, man.
Seriously.
It's like, I think you could be the face, but I'll make all the money. For your idea and your inspiration and your stuff. Basically.
So bad.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I wonder if he's getting a cut of her sex tips. Like,
yeah, like he negotiated the deal. So he's like, well, you know, you can do the show, but I'll take the money.
Because you'll get your face on flyers, but I will get the paycheck.
Yeah. He's like, your face is on buses. Like, that's huge. You're going to get a lot of exposure. So as Sheena's like saying this, she's like, oh yeah, like we're going to this water park today. And he's like, I'm actually driving, so I need to stay safe. I'll talk to you later.
So that was illegal what he was just doing. Oh no, he was probably talking through his speaker.
Well, they were FaceTiming though.
Oh.
Yeah, and we saw his face. He had to hold it up. He was doing it illegally. Oh my God.
Let's turn him in, citizen arrest.
Yes.
We'll take the film down to the police department tomorrow.
Like, I didn't
who wants to come with?
I didn't think the way that he did it was like so rude, like where she should be insulted. Like he was just saying, I'm driving, like I'll talk to you later. But it also, if you did take it that way, it was like annoying too.
Yeah.
So he hangs up and she's like, I love him very much.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ooh, like.
Yeah.
I blame this on him. I really do. Like And this was like my other feeling that I got. So I felt bad for Brittany. I feel like I'm like going through like a Brittany crisis. And I'm also going through a Sheena crisis where I am feeling bad for Sheena. I feel like I'm not seeing how she's going to dig herself out of this. And so I feel bad that after all of the years she's been on this show and everything, that like things are going so badly for her. And I don't see how she's going to turn it around. Like I feel like I'm like Jax, like drowning in the lake. And I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go. Okay. Now, where are we?
Villa Rosa, and Lisa's cooking some pasta in a pink pot for Ken because she's coming up with new recipes for Sir, for the vegan crowd.
Okay, so is that like the way that people say it, pasta?
I mean, James said it like 5 different ways. Like pasta, pastor, pasta, pasta.
Pasta.
It's almost like so extreme. It's almost like Jersey, like the pasta or Boston or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was shocking.
I was liking Lisa's turtleneck. I was like digging the turtleneck look.
Like nice change from a flouncy blouse.
And I was enjoying like the 8 chandeliers that are in her kitchen. She definitely loves a chandelier.
But this is when she's going off about the Toms and how Sandoval's really stepping it up. And she's like, well, and how can, you know, like Sandoval's like, he's stepping up to the plate. He's coming up with ideas. He's being professional. And then she's like, and Schwartz, well, what can you say about Tim? He's just that shaggy haired ragamuffin with those puppy dog eyes, so that's enough to give him half the bar.
Like, and then like I liked how she would like related it back to what she was doing. She's like, and I just hope that everyone, you know, behaves themselves on this trip, because if they don't, it would be a recipe for disaster, as she's like, you know, making a recipe.
Oh, she really needs to stand up.
She does.
I mean, if Rachel can do it.
Oh, my God.
At least Lisa has some zingers.
Yeah.
Like, she's no wonder her and Sandoval get along. That was, like, right up there with the,
That's quacktastic.
Totally.
This duck is quack.
Okay, Grandpa T.
Okay.
So, okay, I'm going to say something shocking.
What?
We flash over, and I actually think Brittany looks nice in her choice of dress.
I loved this look. I was obsessed with it.
This is what she should be wearing, because you can still see that you have boobs and cleavage, Brittany, but they're not out there for, like, they're not, like, falling out and looking like, and they looked, like, pushed up and perky, and that cut, that square straight cut is a really good look. And then I like the necklace she had on. I think it's a Dana necklace.
I mean, that was intense. Like, do you think that had to be, like, measured for her? Because it, like, literally went around, like, her boob shape.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, like that can't be one size fits all.
Yeah, interesting.
Check that but out. No, I loved her. I loved the color of the dress. I loved the cut of the dress. I liked her hair. Her makeup looked amazing. She looked stunning in this whole shot. And yes, it was, like, very refreshing to see a different cut on her.
It was very refreshing not to see her boobs.
Yes. So Jax decides that right here he's going to bring up the Adam issue. And he kind of confronts Brittany on it. And she's like, you know, yeah, Sheena did do that. And
she's like, I think she was just trying to give me some confidence and boost me up because I haven't been feeling the greatest.
And also make her smile.
I mean, how could you feel the greatest? Where would your self-esteem be if you heard a recording of your boyfriend saying he doesn't like to fuck you, you're boring, he's over it, he's not attracted to you? Like, who wouldn't be completely destroyed and crushed? It's not just the cheating. I think the cheating is much easier to get over, I agree with Lala, than that recording.
It seems like everyone else, though, is having to work through the pain of what Brittany heard more than Brittany herself. Yeah. Like it seems like everyone is, like, trying to, like...
She seems more focused on the faith aspect than the recording.
Yeah, like, it seems like they... Like, everyone's trying to, like, take these steps for her, but she really hasn't done anything herself. It's pretty bizarre.
Like, them just fighting words. I care more where he puts his dick.
You know, like, and again, well, like,
I care more about the words.
If I was, like, feeling, like, really, like, threatened or bothered, even, like, bothered that Jax was bringing up Kelsey, you know, as, like, a positive force in his life, I would 100% go get a therapist myself and work on myself and be like, oh, Jax, well,
yeah,
my therapist, yeah, Eric, you know, is really helping right, me through my issues, and I can't go, you know, yeah, my week is better with him. He would lose his ish.
Yes.
So,
yeah. What are you saying? Well, why don't you just go be with him then? That's what he,
yeah,
would,
he can't. Yeah. What? He's never done anything wrong?
He doesn't even know you. You talk to him, what, 30 minutes a week? He doesn't know you.
Yeah, he would totally say
that.
He's
probably just lying to him. I know how this works because I lie to my therapist.
Totally.
Yeah, he would totally belittle it, demean it. He's like, he's just using you for your money. He's flirting with you. He doesn't mean it. He's not attracted to you.
So in classic Jax fashion, he has to slam on Sheena's personal life to, like, kind of, like, end this argument with Brittany as to why, you know, this is never going to work for her. You know, he's like, you're taking advice from someone who's been divorced and who just wants to get married to get divorced three more times.
Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, I thought he said, you know, not everyone wants to get divorced three times. And I was like, but she wasn't. But you know who was? Brittany's mom. So are you just slamming Brittany's mom right now? Or are you slamming Sheena? Because I'm confused.
Yeah, the statement didn't, it didn't, like, pull, like, a punch for me. It wasn't like, ooh, good one, Jax.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
If he would have just said, like, she just got a divorce and can't make her own relationship right, work, that would have been better than saying the three divorces.
And then
thing,
he also said, not like she just jumps into a marriage. It's like, well, she didn't really jump into a marriage. She'd been with him for like 4 years.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And she also knew him in high school. So
it wasn't a jump.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
And then, you know, he's like, what kind of weird possessed person does this? And then I thought it was strange. Did you think it was weird how at the end of that, Brittany was like, well, are you going to confront Sheena about this?
Yeah.
And she like real like they it was really like a moment, like she really like zeroed in on him with her eyes and was like, are you? And do you think that was because she wanted to know to warn her before they got there? Or
maybe
or I mean,
just be like, oh shit, what do I gotta prepare for, because
yeah,
I gotta stand out for both of them.
But yeah,
like maybe she wanted to plan her own, like when Schwartz was in between Katie and Sandoval the other week. You know, and he's like, oh, well, don't yell, but oh, no, don't say it that way. You know what I mean? Like he was pulled.
Yeah.
But that's probably what she's thinking. Like, oh, God, what's coming?
Yeah. Yeah. So they go to dinner. They shuttle to dinner, whatever. And Brittany's like, well, y'all, it's a surprise where we're going. And you'll know when you see it. They're like, where are we going? Where are we going? And they roll up to a restaurant called Sir.
Sir's Steakhouse. And Schwartz is kind of rambling on. Oh, guys, isn't it weird? Like, look around. Like, I would have been forbidden to hang out with Lala. Like, isn't that weird? Like, this never would have been allowed before. And look, Jax, look who you're sitting next to. And then they show Jax and James, like, cuddle each other.
Yeah, it's like like a little, like, friendship montage.
Yeah.
And then
Jax is like, hey, you gotta come over and play some drums, man. And
yeah,
Lala's analogy of like James constantly craving approval of Jax is just like a little kid that wants like the friends. But now that you understand like his background, it does kind of make more sense. But also, Lala, I say the same for you. I feel like you have been wanting to be Stassi's friend ever since you saw her come up the escalator and liked her outfit. You know,
I agree.
So then they're talking. Sheena and Stassi are talking. She's like, how old is Patrick?
Wait. Before you have to do when James does the American Guillermo.
Oh.
So.
That was funny.
Why did he say the American? Does Guillermo have like a accent or something I'm forgetting about?
Yeah, he's from South America.
Oh.
I mean, he's Argentinian.
But I don't know that I've ever heard an accent. Am I?
Yeah, he does. And that's why Heather was saying the other night, like, she didn't think he was really understanding what she was saying.
Like, imitate it.
No, he has a thick accent and kind of a lisp, too. He'll be like, Lisa.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Lisa,
okay.
Have you looked at the new napkins yet, Lisa?
Really?
Yeah. So he was saying, since they're in Mexico, would it be an American Guillermo instead of Spanish Guillermo an American restaurant?
I love when they do an American accent because it's always like...
Yeah, it's, James or Lisa.
Yeah, it's so like, good.
Guillermo, welcome to Sir.
Yeah.
So that and then...
Oh, yeah. So they're like, how old is Patrick?
How old is Patrick? He's 39. He's old AF. And she's like, Rob's 36, but he's the best. He is so handy. Like, and then she says everything all over again. Like, I guess because Stassi wasn't in Big Bear, so she needs to update her. I literally timed him and he hung a TV in under 7 minutes. And then he like hooked up the boat to my car and I was like, do you need help? And it's like, under a minute, he did it. And so she keeps going on. And then she's like, hey, and he just set up surround sound for my dad. And they pan over and you see Stassi and Lala silent. They're not talking, but they're just looking away because they don't want to, like, you know, that person when you don't want to ask a follow up question because you're going to get a 10 minute answer.
Yes. You just want the subject to like pass.
Yeah.
So, like someone changed the subject.
So you just don't even bother like answering or saying anything. Cause you're like, oh God, this is going to start something. So they're just like not making eye contact with her. So she's just rambling on to Kristen and Kristen starts yawning and she's like, and then kind of looking away. She's like, Kristen, look at me. I'm talking. Kristen, look at me. I'm talking.
It was funny. So good.
That was sad. It was funny. But
and then
sad.
Ariana's like, TMR, too yeah. much Rob.
It really was. I mean, I get when you're dating someone new, it's exciting and it's like, that's all you want to talk about. But yeah.
It's rough.
She's kind of already, yeah. had a lot. But maybe I guess she hasn't talked about him a lot to Chris and Stassi because she hasn't been around them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you're giving her the benefit of the doubt, like she was just repeating the stuff that they didn't hear.
Yeah. I don't know that it was worth repeating.
Yeah.
Or newsworthy, but she's excited.
He's handy. She likes it. This scene just irked me to no end. Like I almost lost it and like threw something at your TV when T. Sandy had to call Lisa at the dinner table. But the
yeah, it used to be Stassi that would call Lisa and thank her for the hotel room or whatever.
Or Katie, who would be like, do I need to do anything for the list? Like, what? So he calls Lisa and she's like, who's this? Which was amazing.
Lisa, it's me. I'm calling from Sir. I was wondering if he said, I'm calling from Sir, if that threw her off. Like, who is this? Because she knows he's in Mexico.
Yeah, maybe. And then she's like, when once he identified himself as T. Sandy, she's like, hello.
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 And then the boys go take a bathroom break together. And then, very disrespectful to Katie, they, Jax and Sandoval, take a running leap and jump on these like glass floor plates, which is very scary.
It was very scary.
It reminds me of what I just did downtown LA at the Sky Space where the glass slide is. I told you that thing. I couldn't even tiptoe one like toe on it. It was too traumatic. So for them to like jump on it and as grown ass men.
They could have really gone through it.
Oh
like,
my God.
I don't think that's funny to like, you know, test fate like that.
No.
And I think Katie would also say that.
And they'd be like, she would have PTSD watching them do it. Jeez.
Yeah. I was like right away like, oh my God, Katie is not going to like that.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Katie fell through a skylight before season one started.
Yeah. And almost died and had major facial reconstruction. And
she lost teeth. She broke all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think her mouth was wired shut for a few months. And
horrible, horrible, horrible. So when they did that, like I just immediately got like a flashback to like what possibly it would feel like for her to like fall through something like that. Yeah. Ooh, I can't.
So then Lala starts talking about James. And she's like, I want you to share more about your experience. And she's like, his dad told me about how bad James was bullied and they beat him. And then he kind of goes into it and he's like, yeah, they twisted my leg so much it snapped and I heard a pop. And it's like, then they'd call me names and make fun of my chin and my ears. And they'd always say I was gay. And so it made a lot more sense why he can be like an asshole and wants to be famous so bad. Because who doesn't, if you're bullied, don't you want to just shove it in all of their faces? Like Taylor Swift said she was bullied. And so now it's like, you know, or, you know, when people come out of the woodwork and want to be your friend and you're like, you were an asshole to me. So,
yeah.
So I get now why he's like the way he is a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. I still have some questions. But it was like heartbreaking to hear that, you know, the kids like said that stuff about him and like, physically like broke his leg with their hands, like that's horrifying.
I mean, that's serial killer shit. You're twisting a kid's leg. Like it's one thing to get in a fist fight.
Did they like pin him down and like one guy was like, ha ha ha, twist crack.
I mean, that's disturbing.
It is.
It's not like
it's
a
like
regular
what's next, like the
fight.
Neck. Yeah, right. It's very disturbing, and it was sad. So he said that, yeah, once he came here, he was like the popular guy because they're like, oh, like, let's go talk to him. He looks cool. It's like when I went to private school and when a new kid would come in, like they were the most popular because we were all like, oh, are you from a public school? Like, tell us everything.
What are we missing?
Yeah.
What's it like out there?
What's it like to go to a dance?
Well, mine was a small town and, you know, in the Midwest. And so I remember in fourth grade, this girl from California came and we were all like, she's so cool. She was tan and she was cool. And all the guys were in love with her and all the girls were jealous of her. And we're like, oh my God, she's from California.
Oh my gosh.
So amazing. So I get it too.
And this was also like, I felt like Kristen and James had like a little moment in this discussion because, you know, did she say like, I know stuff about you too, James, or something?
Yeah, like he must have confided in her a little bit.
I'm sure, yeah. So it was kind of like this moment of, like they all said, like, let's be kind to each other. And it was kind of like a little like truce moment, I thought.
Yeah.
Now,
so, if he wasn't with Raquel, I'd be 100% down for those two to hook up this trip.
Yes.
Sorry, Carter. I just don't care.
Yeah. And sorry, Raquel also. But I'm
living... No, I said if it wasn't for Raquel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want him to cheat on her. You don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just because I'm so... Like, I am... Like, I also would like Stassi and Jax to hook up.
I don't see that ever happening.
Wouldn't it be amazing, though?
They're like totally, I feel like she's a different person, but she's still the same person. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It could never happen. You're right. But it would be, it's kind of like, it's like your dream people getting back together. I don't know. Yeah. It would just be so entertaining. Yeah. So I am down for Kristen. And even, I think I'm jumping ahead, but like even, oh, I think it's in the next week preview where Kristen's like, I will like beat your ass. They right away they're gonna get like physical with each other and like beat each other.
Sexual
like
it's tension.
Like they when they fight, like they get physical. Like it's amazing. It's amazing TV.
So hopefully we get some crazy Kristen next week.
So Sheena does a toast. She's doing a toast and I thought this was nice and also strange. She does a toast to Brittany, thanking her for organizing the trip and everything. And then she's like, and Jax, I hope you know that, you know, you are one lucky son of a bitch to be with Brittany. But it's Jax's birthday.
Yeah. So it should be a toast to him.
And maybe she did. Maybe they edited that. So it was like just it sounded
or
like
maybe
that.
It was like, thank you, Brittany, for putting this all together.
Which makes sense.
Bringing us together.
And then maybe like T. Sandy did the Jax toast that we didn't see or something.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, so they leave the restaurant and they're like walking through the streets and they find like a cock flute.
Yeah, a big wooden penis flute. It was really disturbing watching Sandoval play it.
It was.
And yet it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It seemed natural.
Yeah, it did. And then Ariana played it and she's like, that was hard. Get it? Like maybe she really is a comedian.
Right.
So they go to this like bar club scene and Schwartz is like still like getting down like harder than anyone. He's got the tequila bottle again. He's pouring it in.
Stassi's right. She's like, he still parties like he's a freshman at Florida State. It's like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah. But she's like, you know, I can have a whole bottle of wine before lunch and I'm fine. Like, you shouldn't be proud of that, but okay. And like Brittany, she wakes up to vodka sodas. She's fine. But Schwartz and Kristen, they are a whole other level.
Yes. So
Sandoval confronts Sheena.
Yeah.
About-
so, yeah. T. Sandy sits down with Sheena and it's really loud and awkward that they're having like this in-depth conversation. They're literally yelling at each other. And he's like, so I heard you went out with you brought Adam to hang out with Brittany.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hang out with Adam all the time.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, like you hung out with him in like Santa Monica like a couple weeks ago. She's like, yeah, I hang out with him all the time. That was funny. I liked that because it was like, don't try.
She really does.
Don't try to like pin me down to like one moment, right, to Sandy.
Yeah.
And
she's moving. You know, when she comes back, she's moving to the west side. To Santa Monica or Venice.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all her new friends are. Spots and Robbie. So... Yeah. Anyway, so they kind of go through it. So I think Sheena has a, you know, an inkling of what's about to happen. Like, okay, this is going to be a dramatic scene because Jax then plops himself over and they start getting into it. And she's like, Jax is like, she's getting in the cookie pot. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? The cookie pot? Just sounded weird. But he confronts her and she's like, that's what he gets for meddling and gossiping about me and Rob behind my back. And he's just like, what? You're trying to set her up? So you're saying it was a date? It was a date? And she again explains, no, she was just, yeah, just trying to let Brittany know there's life without Jax.
Right. I thought she held her own pretty good against Jax. Like, yeah. It could have gone much worse. But yeah, she maintained that it wasn't a date. She never said that. Like, don't put that into my mouth, which was true.
Yeah.
But Jax is still like miffed by the fact that this guy is trying to like have a crush on his girl.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, are you jealous or something? He's like, I don't care. Look at my life. Look at his. Please. He's like, he's a dishwasher. Be gone. Be gone. Like, okay.
Yeah. Again, like just not necessary. And was he a dishwasher? Like, why'd he say that?
He's a barback.
And that's what they do. Kind of, right?
I don't know. I thought, would dishwashers be the dishwashers and barbacks? I thought get ice and stock the glasses and stock the liquor. And
I think they run it through like that little like trough. Maybe. Right there.
Okay.
So that's, I guess that's kind of a funny dig if you look at it like that. But I have my questions about Spots Megrim too, like why he's on the show and why he, I think that Jax was doing a little nod to that without saying like he just came onto the show as with a little guest appearance, like try to step to me. I've been on for 6 seasons, you right. know, like
look at my life.
I think that's what he was saying. But yeah, I don't know. The jury's still out on Adam for me. Like I just,
yeah, me too.
He's definitely, I think that he isn't a threat to Jax right now. Unfortunately, I wish he was.
They needed to have Eric, man.
Yeah.
Because apparently he's funny as well as hot.
I also think that it would be interesting to throw like Peter into the mix, but have Peter like fight with them.
Where was he at any of these dinners?
I don't know, but like if like let's say that he had a crush on Brittany and then Jax had to confront him,
yeah.
which he'd probably be a little more scared of than this guy.
Because remember they both had that crush on Vale and they were both pursuing Vale.
They both have been with Stassi.
Yeah.
They, you know. Yeah. And then so as like so then Jax calls Brittany over. He's like, Brittany, come here. And you can tell Brittany's just like, oh shit. and so they like start having a conversation too. And I think that's when she was like, I don't even have his number, Jax. Like nothing happened. Oh, she just backs up Sheena's story.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just super.
He's like, well, obviously I know. He's like, if you didn't want to be with me, you would have left a long time ago. So basically, you know that. And so you kind of get, you know, free reign to do whatever you want because she's going to stay no matter what.
It was a really awkward statement. And you could tell that it really bothered Brittany, too, because yeah. she was like, she like winced when it's he like, said it.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like his little controlling ways. It's just awkward.
Yeah. So kind of a mellow episode. Hopefully the Kristen crazy isn't just like the last minute of the show next week. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode, I don't know, like I'm not unhappy with it, but it wasn't the best. I needed like a little more. I think we're getting spoiled now though with yeah. like these like crazy episodes. Oh, for sure. So this wasn't like a filler. It was still good. So I can't wait to see what happens next week. And, so you guys, just like we said in the beginning, join our Facebook group. It's super fun. Vanderpump Rules Party. If you have any questions, comments, anything, you can email us at vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram.
And Twitter is VPR Party Podcast. But I, on my personal one, which is at Pumpers Nation, like Bachelor Nation, but Pumpers Nation. I also posted pictures of the Vanderpump Rules themed birthday presents I got from Holly and Heather. So if you want to see it that way and you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, you can see them on my Twitter and other things too.
Yes. Okay, you guys, I hope you all have a great week and we will be back next Monday with a fresh episode and we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.